गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, titled Divinity and Divine Service. Text number 21 for discussion today. Bhidyate ridaya granthes Chidyante sarva samshaya Kshiyante chasya karmani दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिस् छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे विद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिस् छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे कर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे ते हृदय ग्रंथिस्, छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयः, क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि, दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे। माताजीस, विद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिस्, छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयः, क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि, दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे, दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे। विल गो थ्रू द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। भिद्यते पियर्स्ड हृदय हार्ट ग्रंथि नॉट्स, छिद्यन्ते कट टू पीसेस सर्व ऑल संशयः मिसगिविंग्स, क्षीयन्ते टर्मिनेटेड च एंड अस्य हिज कर्माणि चेन ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्शंस दृष्टे हैविंग सीन एव सर्टनली आत्मनि अंटू द सेल्फ ईश्वरे डॉमिनेटिंग। ट्रांसलेशन एंड देन परपोर्ट आल्सो बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, दस द नॉट इन द हार्ट इज पियर्स्ड एंड ऑल मिसगिविंग्स आर कट टू पीसेस, द चेन ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्शंस इज टर्मिनेटेड व्हेन वन सीज द सेल्फ एज ए मास्टर। Purport. Attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead means seeing one's own self simultaneously. As far as the identity of all the living being as spirit self is concerned, there are a number of speculations and misgivings. The materialist does not believe in the existence of the spirit self, and empiric philosophers believe in the impersonal feature of the whole spirit without individuality of the living beings. But transcendentalists affirm that the soul and the super soul are two different identities, qualitatively one but quantitatively different. There are many other theories, but all these different speculations are at once cleared off as soon as Sri Krishna is realized in truth by the process of bhakti yoga. Sri Krishna is like the sun, and the materialistic speculations about the absolute truth are like the darkest midnight. As soon as the Krishna sun is arisen within one's heart, the darkness of materialistic speculations about the absolute truth and the living beings is at once cleared off. In the presence of the sun, the darkness cannot stand, and the relative truths that were hidden within the dense darkness of ignorance become clearly manifested by the mercy of Krishna, who is residing in everyone's heart as the super soul. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, verse number 11, the Lord says that in order to show special favor to his pure devotees, he personally eradicates the dense darkness of all misgivings by switching on the light of pure knowledge within the heart of a devotee. Therefore, because of the personality of Godhead's taking charge of illuminating the heart of his devotee, certainly a devotee engaged in his service in transcendental love cannot remain in darkness. He comes to know everything of the absolute and the relative truths. The devotee cannot remain in darkness, and because a devotee is enlightened by the personality of Godhead, his knowledge is certainly perfect. This is not the case for those who speculate on the absolute truth by dint of their own limited power of approach. Perfect knowledge is called parampara or deductive knowledge, coming down from the authority to the submissive oral receiver who is bona fide by service and surrender. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme and know him also at the same time. He reserves the right of not being exposed to such a challenging spirit of an insignificant spark of the whole, a spark subjected to the control of illusory energy. The devotees are submissive, and therefore the transcendental knowledge descends from the personality of Godhead to Brahma and from Brahma to his sons and disciples in succession. This process is helped by the super soul within such devotees. That is the perfect way of learning transcendental knowledge. This enlightenment perfectly enables the devotee to distinguish spirit from matter, because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. This knot is called ahankar, and it falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. As soon as this knot is loosened, therefore, all the clouds of doubt are at once cleared off. One sees his master and fully engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, making a full termination of the chain of fruitive action. In material existence, a living being creates his own chain of fruitive work and enjoys the good and bad effects of those actions life after life. But as soon as he engages himself in the loving service of the Lord, he at once becomes free from the chain of karma. His actions no longer create any reaction. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, seeking blessings from all devotees so that we can discuss on the Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll try to explain the subject matter mentioned in today's purport by Srila Prabhupada in the form of a small analogy. So, a young boy at the right age gets married to a girl, and then just one day before, when he was unmarried, he had one mother, one father, one sister, one brother, and other relatives. And then on the day of the marriage, just by that one connection with that young girl, now he has a mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and then so many other relatives. One devotee, when he got married, then he discovered that the family, the other side, they also had a dog. And this devotee never had any affection for dogs. But then he realized if he wants to be part of that family, then he also needs to have a relationship with the dog-in-law. So slowly the relationships, they expand. But all these relationships, they are based on this one fundamental relationship, his relationship with that young girl. So that is the foundation. And based on that foundation, then two mothers, two brothers, two sisters, two fathers and everything else, two aunts and all that. Similarly, in the pursuit of happiness, all of us, comparison sake, we also decided to get married to a young girl. Her name is Maya Devi. Looks very attractive. But we didn't realize what we are getting into. And sometimes in this world also, if you're unfortunate, mostly marriages work out very nicely. But sometimes it happens that post-marriage, the boy is unfit for the girl. And sometimes it also happens that a girl is unfit for the boy. So we'll take one of those examples, that a girl is unfit for the boy. Now post-marriage, this boy realizes, not only he has to have a relationship with the dog-in-law, but this marriage is really difficult because there is no effort from the other side to understand the relationship, to connect to this person. Similarly, we also got into this relationship with Maya Devi, and now we are slowly realizing she has thousands of relatives. She has a very close relative called anger. She has a very close relative called pride. She has a very close relative called haughtiness. Haughtiness means you think yourself somebody very taller than who you are, holier than thou. So sometimes, you know, there are anarthas for the grihastha order, and there are anarthas for the renounced order also. Thinking oneself more than what we are, and so on. So just like that boy's troubles started from the day he got into that marriage relationship. Similarly, till we got into a relationship with Maya Devi, everything was going smooth. And then one after another, we are realizing as time progresses how we are caught up in different situations. But then we didn't know. So throughout the Bhagavad Gita, whenever the word Purusha is used, it usually refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like 15th chapter is called Purushottam Yoga. The one place in the Gita, not Arjun, but Krishna uses the word Purusha. And he is not referring to himself. This is the 13th chapter. 13th chapter, first shloka, Arjun asks six principles to Krishna. He says, please tell me what is jnana and what is gyeya. What is knowledge and what is the object of knowledge? What is kshetra and what is kshetragya? What is the field of activities and the person who's controlling the field of activities? And then the fifth and the sixth one is, he says, please tell me also what is Purusha and what is Prakriti. And as soon as Arjun asks that question, Krishna first explains what is kshetra and kshetragya. Then he explains what is jnana and gyeya. And then in shloka number 20, much later, he explains Purusha and Prakriti. So then jnana and gyeya, kshetra, kshetragya, he says there are two types of kshetragya, kshetragyam chapi mam vidhi, sarva kshetreshu bharata. And now you are slowly waiting for those two answers, Purusha and Prakriti. And now in the usual mood of a very good devotee, dedicated to the principles of the parampara, you are thinking now Krishna will say, Prakriti means material nature and Purush means me. But if you check out 13.20, he does not refer to Purush as himself. He says, Purush is you, the living entities. So how come we say that Krishna is the original Purush and Krishna himself in 13.20 is saying that you and me are the Purush? You know why? Because when we are in the material world, we almost are in this deep mood of being an Ishwar. We are in a deep mood of enjoying this relationship with Maya Devi, with Prakriti. So it's very interesting that actually we were Das, and the day we decided to come here, our Asmita, fourth canto at one place, is, you know, those five step by step, five levels of illusion are given. So Asmi means me, and Asmita is a popular Hindi and Marathi word, but Sanskrit Asmita means the sense of who I am.
So the asmita changes. My asmita in the spiritual world was, I am a servant of the Supreme Lord. And my asmita here becomes, I am nobody's servant, I am husband of Prakriti, Mayadevi. So how did it all start? So Ashtabhakra Muni one time, he went to Janak Maharaj's court. And Janak Maharaj in the mood, he is glorified by Lord Krishna in the third chapter. There's only one name that Krishna takes in the entire Gita. So he's an exalted soul, he's one of the Mahajans. But still Janak Maharaj, as a Mahajan, is also showing us how to approach great souls. So he asks Ashtavakra Muni, there are so many troubles in the mind and how to leave that. So as soon as he asks that, Ashtavakra Muni runs out of the court. And then everyone is wondering, was it a too difficult question or what? And then Ashtavakra Muni goes to a tree, which is standing in the courtyard of the palace, and he hugs the tree. In India at one point of time, there was a Chipko movement. They wanted to save the trees. So then one person, he started a movement that people should go and embrace the trees and then people will not cut the trees. So Ashtavakra Muni, he went and hugged the tree. And then he started shouting, leave me, leave me, leave me. So that was a signal to everyone. How did our troubles start? Our troubles did not start from Mayadevi's side. Our troubles started when we changed our asmita. So that is the root of our problems. So 13.20 Krishna says that Purusha is you and me. What is the next shloka, 13.21? He says, Karya karanama karya karana kartrutve hetur prakriti ruchyate. Purusha sukha dukha nam bhoktrutve hetur ruchyate. And then he explains what is Purusha and Prakriti. He says, Prakriti is the cause of all the causes and effects in this world. Karya karanam hetur prakriti ruchyate. And he says, Purusha, the new Purusha, the false Purusha, he has this. No, right now you see many people wearing t-shirts with their own slogans. So this jiva, when he comes to this material world, he has a huge thing on his front side also, back side also, even on his trousers also, enjoyer. I have come here with the sole purpose of enjoyer. So he says, Purusha sukha dukha nam bhoktrutve karanam uchyate. What is the cause of the sukha dukha nam of the Purusha? Bhoktrutve. The desire to enjoy. So very pinpointedly Krishna says, you are now an enjoyer, but let me tell you, enjoyer means he should only enjoy. So Purusha, Sukhanam, it should be there. The cause of the enjoyment of the Purusha is Bhoktrutva. No, he says Purusha, Sukha Dukhanam. So you came with the spirit to enjoy, but what did you get in return? Sukha Dukha. And what is the root cause? The root cause is Bhoktrutva, the desire to enjoy. And the desire to enjoy came because I have changed my asmita, I have changed my original nature. Then you will say, when did this asmita change? Why did this asmita change? So the next shloka, 13.22. Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. Karanam guna sangosya sad asad janma yoneshu. So it means, like we say, you know, the word grihastha. Grihastha means somebody who stays in a griha with grihini. So this is grihastha. Stha means stands there. So Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. Krishna says, this jiva, when he was there, there was no contact with prakriti. In the spiritual world, there is no prakriti. This material nature is not there. So because there is no contact, he is not prakritistha. He is there in vaikunthastha. So in vaikunthastha, there is no bhoktrutve. But Purusha, as soon as he came here, prakritisthoi, then he says bhungte, prakriti jan gunan. Then he starts enjoying the modes of nature. So we were there, there was no prakriti there, we changed our asmita, then we came to this prakriti. As soon as there is prakriti stha, then bhungte, then bhoktrutve starts. And bhoktrutve starts means Purusha sukha dukha nam. So one after another, just think that small asmita from our childhood days, wherever we went somewhere, you know, small child, your parents take you to somewhere. What's your name? Little child, what's your name? And every time we mentioned our name, yes? Even amongst devotees today, it's very difficult to find a child's name as so-and-so Das. Even amongst devotees. So when they name their child, it is always Krishna, it's always Balram, it is always Keshav, Madhav and all. Nobody names their child Ram Das. Nobody names their child Krishna Das. Yes. We go to one college for preaching. It's called KEM Hospital, but that's the name of the hospital. Actually, the college is Seth Govardhan Das, Sundar Das College. So around 120 years back, there was one big Seth. The name is Seth. But what is his name? His name is not Govardhan. His name is Seth Govardhan Das, Seth GS Medical College. So that's the culture that the male's name is so-and-so Das. But, you know, the popular culture, you can't just one person go against popular culture. The Das word hurts the most. And so, Krishna in this Gita is really telling us that if you really want to solve all these problems, then yesterday's shloka, because all these are series of shlokas, we cannot discuss them isolated. So yesterday it mentioned Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. So only when you get Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, then only Mukta Sangasya Jayate. And as a result of Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate, today it is mentioned Vidyate Hridaya Granthis Chidyante Sarva Samshaya. So when you get Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, then only this Hridaya Granthi will get pierced. Without Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, it won't get pierced. So there is this concept in English. It's a common phrase. They say Gordian knot. Ever heard about it? Those who are writers, they know about it. So Gordian knot means something that was too difficult to solve. And somebody just came and in a very simple thing, oh, he cut the Gordian knot. Something that was not understandable, doable, and somebody just quickly did it. So I found out what is it referring to. So this is like hundreds of years back, Alexander the great conqueror, he moved from Greece and he's on his way to Asia conquering. So in Turkey, at that time, there was a city called Gordium. At a Gordium city, there was a cart that was kept, which probably belonged to one king who was the father of the king Midas, Midas Touch. So the father of King Midas, he was a ruler there and he had a cart. And that cart, at one point of time, he had put many knots there. And the local priest there had made a prophecy that somebody who unties these knots, he will become a great conqueror. So when Alexander the Great reached there, he said, I am going to be the one. And for 5-10 minutes, he tried to do it. But so much rajogun, he does not have time to wait at one place. Tick, go, conquer, go. Yes. So he did not spend much time. What did he do? He took out a knife. And he cut. There is a huge bundle of knots. And you can't untie them. Yes. Sometimes, you know, we have this thread, the second initiation thread. Some of us are wearing that. And when we take that fresh thread and, you know, we try, it's folded like this. And then you untie it, just one or two knots there. And so many of us, I know, we say, let me take another thread. And this thread, evening, afternoon, sometimes when I'm peaceful, then I'll take it. Now I have to go for DT dressing. There's not much time. One or two knots. One or two knots, we don't have time to. And this knot, this is a huge bundle of knots. Alexander just cut it. So from that time, the phrase came, he cut the Gordian knot. So this knot is something that is results simple thread. Simple thin thread. But if you mess up with that simple thin thread, it becomes a knot. And you cannot open it. And that's only one knot. Now imagine there's one knot, then you put another knot over it, then you put a third knot over it, and then in a very short time you have some 100 knots. And then the project for you, you know, for those of us who feel that chanting 16 rounds is quite an effort, and I tell you, Prabhuji, ye thoda knot khol ke denge. He said, no, I'll chant 64 rounds. Yes, Krishna is merciful, but these knots, please don't. So many times I've seen brahmacharis, they just avoid that untying those knots, yes? We're talking of a marriage today, taking that analogy. In the marriage ceremony also, I've seen that the husband and the wife, when they come together at one point of time in the marriage, they take a cloth, the uttari of the husband, and they tie a knot to the sari of the female, yes? So that's the first knot. We're talking of this relationship, bhoktrutve, yes? And based on that knot, we discussed in the beginning, after that knot, then there is a knot with the mother-in-law. Then there is a knot with the father-in-law. And then, as I mentioned, the dog-in-law also. So, similarly, once, you know, we changed our asmita, we said, I am the enjoyer. But one desire. There is no knot. Single thread, no knot. And the second thing, she belongs to me. So, two problems we always think about, aham and mama. These are two problems. And then everything results from that. So, aham is not a problem. Asmita, only changing is not a problem. But then as soon as prakriti sthohi, then bhungte prakriti jangunan. Then you start feasting. So the first thread or the first desire, let us call it desire, was aham. And then the second thread came over it, which is I'm the mama. She's mama. So then the first knot happened. Yes. And then some more enjoyment, then this desire, then I want this for this, and then I want this for. So every single desire we have in our heart, those many knots are there in our heart. And that's why the Bhagavatam is saying, if you try to untie these knots one by one, how many lifetimes will we need? So here, today's shloka it mentions, don't waste time untying those knots. Chidyante, bidyante ridaya granthis. No, just the word sounds something strong. You know, bidyante ridaya granthis. Bhed kar do usme. Dono ko alag alag kar do. Kaise karenge alag alag? Chutege nahi hai. You have to cut it. So in Bhagavatam, this is a popular concept, ridaya granthi. So many times in the Bhagavatam, you will come across this term, ridaya granthi. And then you will like, ridaya granthi, in the heart there was blood, there was all those four chambers. Where does granthi come? We know this word grantha, right? Book is called grantha. How does that word grantha come? You take many leaves. Leaves originally, you write on the leaves. You take one leaf and then you have another leaf, but you need to keep them joined. So then you pass a thread through it and then you tie a knot. So because the knot is called granthi, these two leaves, or in today's time, two pages, when they are taught, when they are caught by a granthi, then that book is called a grantha. So similarly, in our heart, there are millions of pages and we have written all our desires there. And all those desires are taught with, caught with many granthis. And that's why the Bhagavatam says, ye granthi bhi chutti nahi hai, aur hriday ki granthi bhi nahi chutti hai. The popular story, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would speak, was one disciple, very close to his guru. And the guru said, I want to give you my special mercy. So this is Gita. Please read this Gita every day. And as a very nice disciple, he kept that book with him, would read it every day. One day he saw a small paper, you know, this corner got torn off. He checked it out. So there was a mouse there. Somewhere, some mouse had bit of that. So he said, this is serious. My Guru Maharaj told me to read the Gita every day. I need to do something about it. So I need to do to get a cat. Cat will take care of the mouse. So he got a cat. The cat finished off the mouse the first day. And he's a holy mouse. He feeds on the Gita pages. Then the cat started making a lot of noise there. She also started passing. They said, now this cat is creating a problem. So let me get a dog now. Got a dog. The dog needed some food. So he thought of getting some milk. Then for that milk, slowly he realized he needs a cow. Not buffalo. Cow. He got a cow. Then he needs time to read the Gita as per his Guru Maharaj's instructions. But now there is a cow. So cow needs to be fed. Cow needs to be taken for a stroll. Grazing and all that. Bathing and all that, yes. Then he got married. Then he got married. So then, you know, children. So one day his guru came to meet him and he said, how's your reading going? He said, well, I don't get much time to read, but I'm trying. He said, hey, you know, long time, what happened? Then he told the whole story. Then he realized that my Gita led to such a big family also. So similarly, small thing leads to another if we are not careful. So sometimes, seriously, we have to introspect that how far have we gone from the original expectations, not of others. We won't talk about others' expectations, but our own expectations. On the first day when we came to the temple hall, on the first day when we chanted, on the first day we got introduced to devotional service, what were our expectations from ourselves? At least, you know, when I speak about our expectations from ourselves, then there's no talk about, you know, it creates stress when other you think about others' expectations from you, don't get into that stress zone and all that. Your own expectations from yourself. How far have you gone? Are you on the same track? At least, if not congruent, at least are you similar? Yes, in geometry there are two concepts, congruent triangles and similar triangles. So the shape is different, but basically the same. We may not be exactly the same what we expected ourselves to be. Are we in the right direction at least? It all starts with a small deviation. This is a small thing. Chalta hai, Prabhuji chalta hai, thoda thoda chalta hai. And that chalta hai, over a period of time from the Gita, we landed into another place only. So we have to be very careful. with this. So what about these knots? Some of these knots are positive knots. Some of those knots are negative knots also. Some of these knots are very attractive knots. We'll talk about the positive knots first. Positive knots is, Prabhuji, ye bhakti vagare sab achha hai. Lekin what about my social status? So we know one 80-year-old man, born in a Vaishnava family, but from a very affluent background. Last 10 years practicing devotional service, chanting 16 rounds every day, reading the Bhagavatam every day. In every class, he is the first person to come for the class. Yes? He's dropped in a Mercedes Benz for the program. He'll come for the program. Because of old age, he cannot dance. So he sits on the chair and there is program Radha Madhav Kirtan, then there is a program and after program there is a dancing Kirtan. In that dancing Kirtan also he can't dance because of his age, but he'll sit and he'll hear the whole Kirtan and he's like mentally at least dancing. Very amazing personality. So at one point of time, some 2 years back, I asked, Prabhu, you're doing such amazing thing. It's really difficult, you know, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam. It's very difficult for rich people to do this. You're doing so much. Would you like to wear Kantimala? Follows all the rules, 4 regulative places, everything. No onion, no garlic, everything. So then he told me, confided in me. He said, Prabhuji, actually, I discussed about this with my family members, but my family members told me, aap aisa Kantimala vagare pehni sakte. Kyun? Mane nahi, hum log aisa koi bade bade social functions mein jate hai, 5-star hotel mein vagare jate hai, aur wahan pe, you know, this class that comes there, and we don't want our father to wear all this Tulsi, Kanti and all that. And people will ask us questions. Hey, kya ho gaya tumhare pita ji ko? Yes, so they have their own concerns. His social status is blocking him from wearing Kantimala and surrendering. And I told him, Prabhu, you are 80, 81. At one point of time, let go of all this. Wear a Kantimala. Sometimes Yamdutas will come. Any day it can happen. So he's still thinking about it. I'm not blaming him. I'm giving you this perspective. Sometimes our affluence can influence our decisions and it can influence our surrender to Krishna. So if we are not too rich, please don't complain to Gopinath. And definitely if you are not too poor, we have all the reasons to be happy. So extremes anywhere, they are a problem, right? So this is a positive knot that is there in our heart. Another knot that I can think of is, sometimes I talk to young students and I tell them, you know, why are you not going ahead? Why not taking the next step? So he says, Prabhuji, you know, some of my friends told me that by Krishna consciousness or by coming to spirituality, I may lose ambition in life. So I want to go there. That's my goal. You know, the topmost posts in whatever field I am. And I like Krishna. I love Krishna. I like this message. I have a lot of respect for Prabhupada. But Prabhuji, I came here to be there. And I can't be just at the second position also. My whole life is like that. So the fear of losing ambition is there. And what about so many stories in the Bhagavatam, and what about so many stories in the Gita, and what about so many stories in the Mahabharat? Are they losers? Is it somebody who started chanting Hare Krishna and became a, you know, loser, and then he does not talk, he does not walk, he is like a lazy bum? Is it like that? But still, there is this propaganda going around. Are bhakti bhikti kuch karo mat, thande pad jayenge ab. The scholars, you know, this academic scholars, they have one allegation against Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Pratap Rudra Maharaj, after he met Lord Chaitanya, he's just dying to meet him. And another way to look at it from this academic scholar's perspective is, they feel this Pratap Rudra Maharaj was an amazing king till he met this Chaitanya. These are my words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. भाई चैतन्य को जब से मिले ना ये प्रताप रुद्र महाराज तब से ठंडे पड़ गए. उसके पहले कितने स्ट्रॉन्ग थे. नवाब हुसैन शाह इज इन बंगाल, ही कुड नॉट कम टू ओरिसा. इफ यू रीड अबाउट लॉर्ड चैतन्यस ट्रेवल्स फ्रॉम आफ्टर सन्यास, व्हेन इज ट्रेवलिंग फ्रॉम शांतिपुर टू ओरिसा, ही कम्स बाय दिस रूट ऑफ छत्रभोग. सो एट छत्रभोग देयर इज दिस मुस्लिम कमांडर कॉल्ड रामचंद्र खान, एंड ही टेल्स मी, ही टेल्स रामचंद्र खान, कैन आई गो टू द अदर साइड? रामचंद्र खान सेज, सी, दिस इज द बॉर्डर ऑफ बंगाल एंड ओरिसा एंड आई कैन नॉट हेल्प यू, एंड इफ आई हेल्प यू आई विल बी शॉट डाउन बाय द किंग. And then, like, there's a diversion, but then he arranges for a boat at night. So at night, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityanand, Mukunda, Damodar Pandit and Jagdanand Pandit, they travel at night. And there's a story how at night time also that boatman is telling everyone to keep quiet. And Mukunda and Lord Chaitanya, chant, chant, chant. And he's shouting. And he's saying, This is the Sundarban forest. Yes, the famous Sundarban. So there are tigers on the shore. As soon as we reach, the tigers will feast us. By the sannyasis dancing, if the boat rocks, we fall into the river. And what is Ganga famous for? What is Ganga Devi's Vahan? Crocodiles. So if you fall, there are crocodiles. If you go to the shore, there are tigers. This whole thing is infested with robbers. So robbers bhi hai, agar share soya hai to, bhag soya hai to. And then there are pirates going around. The pirates can kill us. And then he says, if we reach to the other side, there is a chance that the other king, which is actually Pratap Rudra Maharaj's representative there, Zamindar, he might mistake ye raat ko aa raha hai, matlab they are spies. So he might kill us. And if I say no to Ramchandra Khan, ki main ye sab seva nahi karunga, Ramchandra Khan will kill me. That boatman gives 6 objections for traveling at night as he is doing Sankirtan. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya convinces them, don't you see the Sudarshan Chakra there? The Sudarshan Chakra is protecting all of us. Chant, chant, chant. They reach safely. They reach Puri also later. But the point was, there were 2 kingdoms. And Chhatrabhog was the border. Nawab Hussain Shah, the atrocious ruler, could not enter Orissa. Why? Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So Pratap Rudra Maharaj is not just famous for being a Bhaktottam. Sarvam Bhattacharya describes Pratap Rudra Maharaj as Jagannath Sevaka Kintu Raja Bhaktottam. He is one of the best devotees. Not only is the best devotee, but he was somebody who protected the culture of Orissa at a time when the rest of the country was being attacked. So some of these academic scholars, they have an allegation against Pratap Rudra Maharaj ki jab tak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nahi mile tabhi tak itne strong the Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Aur uske baad mein kya hua? We read in Chaitanya Charitamrit, oh please arrange my meeting with Lord Chaitanya, and if I don't meet Lord Chaitanya, then I'll give up my life, and so on. So some people have that strange feelings. So you and me, as representatives of Lord Chaitanya, we have a strong responsibility on us that not only we don't lose our ambition, but we get the right ambition. We get the right understanding. So these are, I'm just giving some examples of positive knots. So positive knots, I'm comparing a long journey to the spiritual world, and you have these very nice shoes, devotional service, nice shoes. And sometimes I have seen people or young kids, when they get nice toys, they don't play with those toys. And they say, isko kyun nahi? Wo kharab ho jayega. Are toys khelne ke liye hai, to kharab kya hoga? Similarly, sometimes grown-ups, you know, they get a new car and they don't use that new car. But why? They have not bought it. Khareedi kis liye? Chalane ke liye. So similarly, I'm comparing, sometimes we might purchase very good quality, costly shoes, but then we don't wear them. Why? We'll kharab ho jayenge. No, those good shoes are meant to be used on the right track, back home, back to Godhead. So your affluence is a big, big asset. With your money, you don't have to worry. Prabhuji, abhi 9 baje job mein jana tha. अभी माला करना है, भागवतम क्लास अटेंड करना है, दर्शन आरती करना है, सचिसुत अष्टकम करना है, कैसे करो? सो इफ यू आर ए सैलरीड पर्सन, योर बॉस डिसाइड्स योर वॉच. बट इफ यू आर ए सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयड पर्सन, यू अटेंड सचिसुत अष्टकम, यू अटेंड दामोदर अष्टकम, यू अटेंड व्हाटएवर यू वांट टू अटेंड. सो योर एफ्लुएंस, योर मनी इज सच ए बिग एसेट, यू कैन पार्टिसिपेट इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. बट इंस्टेड ऑफ यूजिंग दोस गुड शूज, द एफ्लुएंस दैट यू हैव, द रिचनेस दैट यू हैव टू ट्रैवल बैक होम बैक टू गॉडहेड, यू फील अरे ये बहुत अच्छे जूते हैं, इसको यूज करेंगे तो घिस जाएंगे, तो आई विल नॉट यूज. And sometimes we have negative knots. I have seen devotees with fear in their hearts. There's so much fear in our hearts. Why should we have fear in devotional service? Fear is such a paralyzing emotion. When we are fearful, we don't want to do anything. When we are fearful, we want to lock up ourselves. And somebody who's paralyzed, how can he walk? How can he chant? How can he serve? How can he take risks? Small risks in his life to go closer to Krishna. There's a path back home, back to Godhead. Kshurasya dhara nishita durati. It's not an easy, sweet, smooth path. There will be situations in our lives where jaun ki nahi jaun. And then you put faith on the spiritual master. You put faith on your inspiration and you take that step. So fear is something that is very disabling. There is a fear of public opinion. In my friends, they'll laugh on me. So we have that shloka, like Sanketyam Parihasyam Va, Stobam Helanam Eva Va. It's bona fide. When people laugh on you for your chanting, when people laugh on you for your devotional service, when people laugh on you for your dancing, is there in the Bhagavatam. So we don't have to feel it started with me. Anytime people laugh on you, anytime people crack jokes on you for being a devotee, you say, well, I am in parampara. Good that I am in the right track. And there's also a negative knot of anger sometimes. We are in touch with one family, and a young couple, both of them very nice devotees. And at least for like last 8 or 9 years, they're practicing devotional service. So Mataji, she will dress the deities. They have deities at their home. She'll cook bhoga. She'll attend counseling meetings. She's very serious for Shravanam. She's like actually listening very attentively. But over a period of time, whenever I requested her to chant, she never answered. She never responded. She always said, like that. For everything else, Mataji, there's a festival coming. Would you like to cook? Yes, of course, I'm cooking this. I'm cooking. She's very enthusiastic. So one day, and Prabhu is really amazing. So one day I just asked her straight. I said, this is confidential. I won't talk about this to anybody. But I have seen you enthusiastic for everything else. But just for chanting, you never even give a response. It's a cold response. So what is the reason? You know what she told me? She told me in her childhood days, her mother's mother-in-law, Dadiji, her Dadiji, would stay with them. And she said, Dadiji was a Ram devotee. She's from North India. And Dadiji would chant Ram, Ram, Ram 24 hours. Something like Ramdas Vishwas. So this Dadiji is chanting Ram, 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 Ram. But Dadiji's Bahu, which is this Mataji's mother, was actually tortured by the Dadiji. And as a small child, she has seen how her mother is just working and working and working. And Dadiji is sitting with a bead bag, Ram, 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 saying, and they say, ye nahi kiya, wo nahi kiya, aise kyu kiya, waise kyu kiya. She just tortured her mother. Today, when any devotee requests this Mataji to chant Hare Krishna, she says, Prabhuji, I'll do everything else. I can't chant Hare Krishna. Because there's such strong impressions in her childhood days that one person was chanting the holy names continuously, but the way she dealt in her personal dealings was cruel-hearted, sadistic. And because of the strong impressions that were formed in that wet cement childhood days, the mind is like impressionable. She said, Prabhuji, I love Krishna, I love Prabhupada. I'll do everything. She's still doing everything. Every Ekadashi, both of them, they send me the deities' pictures. They dress the deities on every Ekadashi morning. Both are working. But morning, they will on Ekadashi, they will dress the deities. They send me a photograph even now. She says, I can't chant Hare Krishna. Think about it. That anger somewhere for that Dadiji is preventing her from going closer to Krishna. How unfortunate. And why am I telling this story? Not to mention her misfortune. I'm telling this story for all of us that if we are chanting Hare Krishna, does not mean it absolves us of any behavior that we do. Many times if it is misbehavior, we might actually be the reason for somebody to miss the journey back home, back to Godhead. So of course, this Mataji is so sincere. Krishna and Lord Chaitanya in the heart will take care, you know, at the right moment. We might chant our whole life, but we are not doing it seriously. And last moment, we don't chant Hare Krishna, we chant something else only. And we might miss the bus and, you know, Lord Chaitanya might force himself in her heart and last moment might make her chant Hare Krishna, she'll go back home. We don't know. It's between her and Lord Chaitanya. I'm just giving you the story how, even if we carry anger for somebody, sometimes it may be for a non-devotee, sometimes it could be a devotee. But that anger will be a stumbling block in our going closer to Krishna. And the Dadiji is long gone. Krishna will deal with Dadiji the way Krishna wants to deal. But the focus is on this devotee. Yes. So anger, fear of public opinion, these are the negative knots. And with the same example, good shoes, but then he does not want to spoil the shoes. So that's like the good knots. Negative knots means good shoes. You know the path back home, back to Godhead. But in those good shoes, there's one or two thorns inside, not outside. Bahar se sab acha lag raha hai. The shoes are looking very shiny, very polished. But inside the soul, there is one or two thorns there. Anger for somebody. A feeling that I'll forgive every single person, not this person. Isko nahi chhodunga main. Those are those thorns. Imagine you have good shoes. Imagine you have path. You can see Godhead there. But because of those thorns that are pricking you in your feet from below, will you be able to walk? Will you be able to run? Everything is set. But that anger against somebody and that negative feelings against somebody will stop us. So these knots are something that are there depending on our situation, depending on what we are, where we are. We have to identify these positive knots and we have to identify these negative knots. And Krishna, Suta Goswami today in the Bhagavatam is mentioning, if you try to take out those one knots one by one, it will be very difficult. Go for, you know, Bidyante Hridaya Granthis. So it's very important to understand from from wherever trouble started. In the third canto, Kapil Rishi is instructing a very beautiful shloka to his mother. And this has to do with the same concept. So he says, Bhukta Bhoga Parityakta. Bhukta Bhoga, we're talking about Bhoktrutve, Bhoga and all that. So whatever enjoyment materially he has done, he should give it up. Drishta Dosha Cha Nityashah. He should see the dosha, he should see the fault in that activity when he's trying to Purusha Prakritisthoi. And he says, Na Ishwarasya Ashubham Dhatte. If you lead your life like this, then the Ishwara, and again this Ishwara is not the Supreme Lord, this Ishwara again by Kapila Muni is the Jiva. Na Ishwarasya Ashubham Dhatte, Sve Mahimni Sthitasya Cha. And once this person leads his life like this, there will be no more ashubh, there will be no more inauspiciousness in this living entity's life. And sve mahimni sthitasya cha, he will be established in his grandeur. He'll be established in his mahima. We'll take one story from the Bhagavatam, which will explain this very nicely. This is Dhruv Maharaj. So at a later stage in his life, his brother is killed by yakshas. And he says, I'm going to take revenge. We're talking about revenge mentality some time back. So he goes there to Alkapuri. This is the residence of the yakshas. And he goes alone there. And when he goes alone there, 130,000 yakshas come out and attack Dhruv Maharaj. So it is mentioned, every person when he's shooting an arrow, Dhruv Maharaj is also fighting. But seeing the valor of Dhruv Maharaj, they heighten up their fighting. And every single yaksha shoots 6 arrows. 130,000 yakshas each shooting 6 arrows at Dhruv Maharaj. But Dhruv Maharaj is not to be undone. But momentarily, it is mentioned, Dhruv Maharaj's chariot was overcovered by the arrows. Just like sometimes a mountain is receiving heavy rainfall. And for some time, they started becoming happy. But then, just like the sun rises, even if there is dense rainfall, it is mentioned, Dhruv Maharaj's chariot, it emerged out of that. And Dhruv Maharaj was super strong. And Dhruv Maharaj started fighting again. Now this time they understood, ye arrow se kaam nahi chalega. He is an amazing personality, already blessed by Lord Narayan. So this time, the yakshas created an illusion. So as Dhruv Maharaj is talking to his charioteer, there is a delay of 1 or 2 seconds. In that 1 or 2 second delay, there is a big illusion that is created. In the sky, there is thunder. In the sky, there is the sound of an ocean rumbling. And suddenly, headless bodies start falling from the sky. There are these serpents, huge serpents with bloodshot eyes, emitting fire, and they're coming in the direction of Dhruv Maharaj. There are wild elephants. There are ferocious lions coming in the direction of Dhruv Maharaj. It's a big illusion that the yakshas create. And Dhruv Maharaj is looking and thinking what to do. And at that time, there are some sages who see the situation. And the sages say, we need to go and help Dhruv Maharaj in this situation. Sometimes we are also overcome by illusions. We may be sincere devotees, we may be good devotees. Dhruv Maharaj is a pure devotee, but for a moment, he's overcome by this illusion. And at that time, some Vaishnav comes there and says, this is all an illusion. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sanghasya Jayate. Go deep into the Tattva that you have heard. So I'll read the translation, what the sages say. This is verbatim. All the sages said, dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapad, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sharanga Dhanva, Sharanga is the name of the bow of Lord Krishna. So he's fighting with a bow and arrow. Just see how sensitive the sages are. They could have said, Mukunda Madhav Yadava Hari, Bolena Bolore Vadana Bori. But no, they are saying Sharanga Dhanva. The holder of the bow, Sharanga, jo Krishna hai na, wo bhi dhanush baan chalate hai, aap bhi dhanush baan chala rahe, us Bhagavan ko yaad kijiye. Known as Sharanga Dhanva, who relieves the distress of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. May he kill all your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Aapko bachna hai? You remember Sharanga Dhanva, but always, please chant. Please chant. Please take my shelter and fight. Krishna also tells the listener of the Gita, Arjun. And then it is mentioned that he picked up the arrow that was given to him by Narayana Rishi. He put it on his bow. And as soon as he put it on his bow, the whole illusion disappeared. He did not shoot the arrow. He remembered Lord Narayan. He put it on the bow. And just by putting it on the bow, the whole illusion disappeared. So I'll read that shloka. Sandhiyamana etasmin maya guhyaka nirmita. Guhyaka nirmita maya. Kshipram vineshur vidur. Kshipram vineshu. Vinash ho gaya us maya ka. Klesha gyano daye yatha. Klesha gyana udaye yatha. The example that is given is that the illusion disappeared just by fixing the arrow of Lord Krishna. Just like in a sadhaka's life, when Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, when Jnanodaya happens, Sarva Klesha is gone. The same concept that is mentioned in 1.2.21 today for discussion. The translation is, as soon as Dhruv Maharaj joined the Narayana Astra to his bow, the illusion created by the Yakshas was immediately vanquished, just as all material pains and pleasures are vanquished when one becomes fully cognizant of the self. Svai mahimni sitasyacha. Here also it is mentioned in today's shloka. Drishta evat manishvare. When you see yourself as an Ishwar, when you see yourself as a controller of prakriti, not as a servant of prakriti, vidyate hridaya granthis, chidyante sarva samshaya, all your samshaya will be destroyed. So it's very interesting how again and again throughout the Bhagavatam, and here also it is mentioned that when we see ourselves as a servant of the Lord, then we become free. Usually whenever we talk about servitorship, there is a fear in the heart, I'll be abused, I'll be used. But whose servitude? The best master, the most grateful master. Putana fed him poison, but he remembered that she fed him. Vatsalya dekha, uska vish nahi dekha. This kind of a person, why should we hear this leela? We should hear these leelas, not because they are stories, we should hear. Leela is not just stories. Leela is also inspiration for our own sadhana. So when you remember Krishna, he sucks poison, but he remembers the vatsalya. Then we understand, with mistake also, if I serve Krishna, he remembers the good things that I have done. So what if I do it with a positive attitude, consciously trying to please him? How amazing it will be. When I wake up in the morning, my experience is that I don't immediately switch on the light. It hurts. You know, whole night you are sleeping, darkness. When I went to check my eyes to the ophthalmologist, you know, they have that machine which puts very bright light into the eyes because they want to check in the cornea if something is wrong. So that time also it was really painful. I'm going there for my own purpose and he puts that bright light into my eyes and it hurts and my eyes started watering. I said, hey, stop. So you want to get your eyes checked and I want to see what's going on in your eyes. And now you are saying, so at night time also, when I wake up, I want to carry on with my duties, want to take a bath and put tilak and all that. But it takes me some time to switch on my light, yes? So when we are used to darkness, even dim light hurts. When we are used to dim light, medium light hurts. When we are used to medium light, strong light hurts. When I went to that ophthalmologist, normal light tha, but that strong light hurt, yes? And when we are used to this strong light, even looking at the sun hurts. Different levels of light, yes? So, in one sense, some of us will say, Prabhuji, main kahan darkness mein hu? Main to bhakti kar raha hu, sab kuch kar raha hu. Jahan Krishna tahan nahi maya ra adhikar. We may not be in darkness. We may be in dim light. We may be in medium light. And Krishna is saying, Surya hai, Surya Prakash nahi bola hai. So, we are used to Surya Prakash, but even all of us, if we go now outside and ask ourselves to look at the sun directly, it hurts a lot, yes? But Krishna is saying, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. He is not demanding it today. But slowly, we have to have our journey from darkness to dim light. Come closer to Krishna. From dim light to medium light. Come closer to Krishna and the devotees now. From Kanishtha become a Madhyam now. From medium light to strong light, you get exposed to the pure devotee, Uttam Adhikari. And then when we get connected from dim to medium to Uttam Adhikari, bright light, and finally, Krishna is waiting for all of us. That is the sun himself. So in this way, Krishna here is saying that please, if you want to get free from all your troubles, please change your asmita. And drishta evat manishvare. When you change your asmita, you think you are an Ishwar now. But actually, when you change your asmita and you become a servant, then you become actually drishta evat manishvare. Then you become a real Ishwar. The servant becomes the master. I'll end with this. One time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking a Sunday feast class. And he began the class by saying, if you want to be a good servant, you need to be a good master. Okay? And if you want to be a good master, you need to be a good servant. And then everyone is looking. This sounds paradoxical. I'll explain. Maharaj said, if you want to be a good master of your senses, then you need to become a good servant of your spiritual master. And if you want to become a good servant of your spiritual master, then you need to become a master of your senses. So, jo acche se indriya daman karega, wo seva karega. Aur jo seva karega, he can become a good servant of the spiritual master. So, if you want to become a good servant, you need to become a good master. If you want to become a good master, you need to become a good servant. So, in this way, real Ishwaratva is not in Prakriti. Real Ishwaratva is in the spiritual world. And the way to that Ishwaratva is Dasatva here. So, we are here, surrounded by devotees, surrounded by Srila Prabhupada. We just now had Gaur Purnima. The Panchatattva are all Ishwars, constitutionally. We are philosophically Ishwaras and constitutionally we are servants. And constitutional Ishwaras, whether it is Mahavishnu, whether it is the Supreme Lord himself, whether it is Lord Balaram himself, but they came here to taste the sweetness of Dasatva. So we can all pray to Panchatattva. We can all request them that we want to taste this Ishwaratva. We don't want to taste this false Ishwaratva. We don't want to get into an illicit relationship with Mayadevi. We are actually married to the Supreme Lord. We need to have a relationship with the Supreme Lord. So with these few words, I'll stop here. Thank you so much. Grateful to all of you. Hare Krishna. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.